Welcome back to Etchy Literature Club. I don't even know what episode this is now. I think three.
Yeah. As long as they get uploaded in the right order.
I hope so.
I mean, hopefully.
I really hope so.
Anyways, welcome back. Once again, I'm Yume. We have D-Gen, Snail, and I guess we should introduce our mystery blue-haired member. Yeah.
Yeah, introduce them an episode late, huh?
Well, so he was here last episode, just with a different model than the one that he has right now. By the way, all of the models are made by me. I'm amazing. Please commission me to make you a V-Road model. Anyways, Chico, what the fuck is that on your face?
Wow, such a good introduction. Just ask him what the fuck's wrong with his face.
Name away.
Anyways, this is Chico!
Hey!
Official fourth member!
That's me.
For real, though, what is wrong with your face?
Yeah, what are you doing? You're like. What is that? Chico, you're fucking spazzing so hard. What is going on?
What do you mean?
Chico, what is going on?
Your model looks like it's having just a seizure localized in his face.
I'm just having fun with the little, with the inputs in VC face.
Okay, well, stop! We're recording!
Yeah, we're supposed to be very professional.
Recording, Chico! People want to jack off to you. They can't jack off to you if you're having a seizure. Well, I mean...
I don't know. That face he was making was, ooh.
Chico, please, for the love of God, stop. I like how it's just me, Chico, and D-Gen being absolute morons. And Snail's model looks
pissed off. He's given a 1,000-yard stare.
He's been giving a 1,000-yard stare since we started recording.
Snail, how the fuck are you giving a 1,000-yard snail? 1,000-yard snail? How are you giving a 1,000-yard snail?
1,000-yard?
I did it again. Okay, Snail, how are you giving a 1,000-yard stare through a 3D anime girl right now?
I just look like this.
Snail looks like he fought in both the World War I and World War II
and
is drafted for World War III. That's what Snail looks like right now. Wow. I love it when you guys talk. I love being the only one who talks.
Oh, yeah.
No, stop! I love
I didn't even do anything that time.
He's just practicing his ahegao. He's just not very good
all
at
right,
it.
All right. Guys, let's get into these doujins before Snail cuts our fucking heads off.
That's true.
Snail sitting here thinking about it, he's like, I bought ground beef and cheese and milk and eggs and potato chips and I have to put them all away.
And we are stopping him from doing that because we are very supportive people.
Very intentionally stopping him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so D-Gen, I believe that you have the first doujin today, is that correct?
Yes, it appears that I do.
Go ahead and give us an introduction.
I haven't had time to translate the title, but seeing as it was Marine from Hololive's
it's literally
yesterday,
translated.
Is it?
It's called... You guys,
oh shit, it is!
Do you want to have offline sex with Sencho?
So, to be fair, I have not actually read this. I just had a thought in my head before we started recording of, hey, it was her birthday yesterday. Let's pay tribute to her by reviewing her getting fucked.
Do you know, when this episode comes out, it's probably going to be like a month after her birthday.
Well, as of recording, it is the 31st of July for us here in Australia. Which means it was her birthday yesterday for me at the time of recording. And that's all that matters.
Okay, so let's go ahead and read the tags.
The tags for this one are Big Breasts, Group, Soul Female, Stockings, Nakadashi, Ahagao, X-Ray, MMF Threesome, Drugs, Kimono, Stomach Deformation, Leotard, VTuber, and Hololive. Ooh, shit, the Hololive tag has 69 entries as of now. Nice.
69! Let's go!
I don't get it.
Yep. So, yeah, as you can see, this is called You Guys, Do You Want to Have Offline Sex with Sencho? The front cover, I've seen this art floating around for a while, and it's actually very fucking good.
It's very good art. I really like the detail on the crotchal region.
And the stretching of the leotard as well.
Yes. Mm. I do. I very much like the next one too, with the penile regions surrounding her face.
Penile regions. I love how, for some reason, they're supposed to
get demonetized.
They're supposed to censor these reproductive organs, but since they are covered by a extremely see-through leotard and prophylactics, they don't have to censor them, and that's just very interesting.
Wait. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
No.
And you guys cannot make fun of me.
Mm.
Yes.
What is a prophylactic?
Condom.
Oh! I don't know. I've never used those.
It's just like anything that prevents disease.
Okay, moving on.
Mm. So, you know, we start up. Marine is on her ship drinking with all of her crew. Wait, is this translated? Okay, yes. Yeah.
It's English.
I saw that word puah and I'm like, that doesn't look English. So, yeah.
Is puah in letters?
Yeah, P-U-H-A-A.
Puah!
Puah! Oh, okay, that makes sense now.
Read, D-Gen!
I'm trying to read. Chico is interrupting me. Damn.
Still have groceries to put away!
Damn. Man, if only he still had the chickens, then he wouldn't have to buy his own eggs. Sensho, you sure are hammering them down, huh?
We didn't get the ahoy. I had a joke. Ahoy!
Ahoy!
It's just like One Piece.
Mm. Yeah.
One Piece fans see a bikini and say, that's too many pieces.
I don't get that one.
That's not funny.
Oh, it's very fun.
Moving on. Rapidly.
Ahoy! I don't know how to do that sound effect, so I'm not going to try it. One more!
Ahoy!
That's not the sound effect I was talking about. I was talking about Pua. Oh.
Pua!
Alright, we need to get on with this! Let's go!
She goes, wait, no, I got it. Ready? She goes, Pua! One more.
Sensho, you sure are hammering him down, huh? You're already tipsy from all the wine you drank on stream earlier, so be careful. That's barely even a drink. I'm all good. See, do you love Sensho, you drunkard? I do. I love her. I do. These guys are literally me.
They said, I give Red super chats every day. He's literally just like you.
He is. My God. Oh, I gave my entire tax return to Corona the other day. Oh, I do not regret it. An entire $1,700.
A single ton of it to me.
I mean, Corona, she needs it. She needs to survive.
She's a multi-millionaire, D-Gen!
No, she's not. It's just multi-million yen is like $10,000. So it's fine.
She's a multi-10,000-aire.
Can D-Gen be the next one that we kick off the podcast?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, she kept drinking. She passed the fuck out. And everyone's like, oh, God. We can take advantage of her now. With consent, of course. She consented before she passed out. We're not into the non-consensual thing on this podcast.
Where did she... Oh, never mind. Never mind. I'm gonna shut up and drink more. Keep going.
So anyway, they pull out their penile regions, as you may so eloquently put it earlier.
Their penile regions.
Penile regions. Fuck. Okay, I have my composure back. They pull out their penile regions, and they put them inside of her while she is unconscious but has given consent. Holy shit, I'm fucking Sensho. I mean, how could anybody possibly resist? Yeah, for real. Ugh, gonna come. Oh, that's such a nice shot. Holy shit.
Look at her midriff.
Oh, I can see her midriff. I appreciate the fact that they put that little bit of chub in there.
Yes, it's just like the model.
My biggest kink is like passed out or like sleep fucking. Like that. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Chef's kiss, baby.
I don't know if I can talk about mine.
No, probably not. Don't.
Well,
It'll come up one day, maybe in a special episode for the Patreons, huh?
Oh, he nutted inside of her.
He did nut inside of her. He's just like me.
Yeah, but in Japan, you can't get pregnant if you come inside someone. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's
true. They don't allow it legally.
Mm, you have to come outside of someone to get them pregnant in Japan. So she wakes up, like, what the hell is this?
She didn't say, oh, she said, wah!
Wah.
She said, wah! She said, wah! She said, wah! What the hell is this?
Wah!
Sentra's prize outfit is all sticky and it's torn up. You guys.
Snail, can you give us your best Waluigi?
Wah.
Wah.
That's pretty good.
That was good.
That was excellent. It sounded just like the Brawl in the Family one.
It's like that meme where Waluigi's sad, you know? Hey, guys, we're talking about hentai. Come on, jeez.
Okay.
Don't talk about Nintendo on a hentai podcast. They'll cancel us.
Also, what do you mean don't talk about Nintendo? Snail literally brought a fucking Pokemon doujin.
No, it's not Pokemon. It's non-related, okay?
Okay, moving on.
Sentra's prize outfit is all sticky and it's torn up. You guys. Oh, we're so sorry. Sentra was sleeping, was way too erotic. We only meant to fap at first, but couldn't hold back. Jeez, if you wanted it with Sentra, all you had to do was ask. Oh, damn. Sentra always knows.
Please don't do that, DJ. Please don't do that, DJ. Please don't do that.
I won't. I'm joking.
Don't do that, DJ.
Okay.
But the thing is, we don't know you're joking because you probably would do it.
Let me clear this up right now. I do not sexually assault or harass anyone IRL. This is strictly fantasy, and that's how things should stay for everyone. Anyway, Sentra already knows that you all use me as your fap material. Ooh.
What? Mm.
Sentra also thinks of you guys when I masturbate. You know? I imagine these huge dicks of yours making a woman out of me again and again. Come on, who's up first in our offline fuck fest? So hard.
Their faces.
Wait, what? Hang on.
Just the faces in the last panel.
You made me go back. I was purposely ignoring her tongue.
Look at her tongue.
I fucking hate you anyway. So hard, your dick is going wild inside of me. Oh, it's so soft and squishy. This feels amazing. The way she works her hips is unreal. My whole dick is getting sucked in.
Wait. But she says so... Oh, okay. She says so... Oh, I was confused. So she says so hard. I thought she was also saying that the dick was soft and squishy. I was very confused.
Would you like me to do different voices?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I have autism. Can you please do different voices?
I also have autism. It's okay. The way she works her hips is unreal. My whole dick is getting sucked in. This blowjob as well. Just how much do you love cock, Sensei? Sensei might suck at dancing, but nobody is better than me at fucking. Oh, I can't do the voice. I'm making myself laugh. Wait, you're too rough. Tia, coming. Let's get it all inside. Amazing. Your dick is enormous.
I like how DJen is reading it line by line.
He's been doing it the whole time. I've just been letting him do it. I think it's funny.
This is meant to be a hentai. This is meant to be a podcast, not a story time.
Fine. You want me to review it? Okay. So there's an image of her here. She's sitting on a guy.
Oh,
he's fucking her. There's
fuck.
An image
of her
here.
Go to the next page. Go to the next page.
Fine.
I hate
you.
Nice.
Why are you making me look at mouth?
Yes!
Yeah, no, this is... Alright, okay. I do not regret choosing this one. This is so fucking good.
You've got the
slap
in the bottom left. You've got the hoist in the bottom right.
I'm going back to this after we hang up. Just letting you guys know.
DJ, we did know
do not
your
care.
Masturbation session.
I didn't say I was going to masturbate. I'm just going to appreciate the art. What are you talking
about?
He's
going to appreciate the marine.
He's going to appreciate the art, yes.
I appreciate the art in physical means. Anyway. Fuck me. Holy shit. Look at that one.
Dude, this is so good.
I know, right? Holy fuck. Why do we not have more of this? I'm gonna go look at this artist later.
This
actually.
Artist is nice.
Oh!
Mm. Anyway, she's getting fucked doggy now.
Ow! 1 second! Ow!
What did you do?
I'm bleeding!
What did you do?
What? Hey, ELC viewers. What if I make an $100 tier and whoever subs to it first gets a vial of my blood.
I'm subbing right now, holy shit.
I can't leave that in, can I?
Yeah, you can!
Bow. we can keep going.
Hi, Chico. We weren't talking about anything inappropriate while you were gone. Anyway,
inappropriate while you were gone. We were. Totally
we said the same thing. Fuck.
I literally am recording you in three different ways right now.
Okay, I'm good to go. I got my Minions Band-Aids on. Hi, I got my Minions Band-Aids on.
Minions Band-Aids. Ooh, nice, nice, nice.
They're
nice.
The only ones I can find.
All right, you know, this isn't going in the podcast. You don't have to lie to us.
We need to move on.
All right.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Yes. Okay.
Sink.
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 There we go.
So you need to cut out us yelling at Snail to say sink, but leave in the silence and make him say sink. All right, go.
Wait, no, I'm not reading it. Oh, I almost started reading it again.
You can read part of it, just don't read every line verbatim.
your sperm is so thick. Mm. He's fucking her real good. Holy shit. That, like, this position here at the top of page 13 is really fucking good.
The left or the right or the middle one?
The top.
He said the top, so.
Yeah, you know, the one that takes up half of the page.
But I mean, there is one in the bottom left of the
top panel. Top, I like so. The
oh, true. The one that takes up half of the page. I mean, the one on the bottom is also quite good. And this one in the bottom left where she's pressed up against the dude and basically saying that she's not satisfied and she needs more.
She likes him thick.
Oh, he's got a nice face. That guy's got a nice face in the next page. Oh, and then you get a close up.
You mean the bottom right here?
That's fucking funny.
Yo, why did they give us a close up of his taint?
They for sure gave us
I don't know.
A full view.
You know what? I just realized they never usually give us detailed assholes of the guys when you see them fucking people like
this.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
No, I appreciate that. I do, I appreciate that. I appreciate realism.
D-Gen appreciates the immersion of someone fucking a virtual tuber.
Yeah, because I mean, look, if you're going to look at actual porn, you're literally going to see a guy's asshole. Why do you never see it in hentai?
True.
Moving on, this face she's making down here in the bottom right, I am going to rotate this and set it as a profile picture on my Facebook.
Oh, fuck.
Huh?
The asshole close up?
No, the bottom right, her face. Oh. yeah, I'm gonna make the asshole a picture on my Facebook.
Dude,
especially
that would be
consider
fucking hilarious.
You know what? That's a conversation for another day.
Right,
okay.
Ooh. Oh fuck. That is so good. Holy shit.
All the little fucking tears in her leotard and that giant fucking bulge in her stomach. Holy shit. Look, I'm a big fan of stomach defamation.
No, absolutely, yes. That bulge is so good.
And the face in the bottom left. I mean, I'm going to guess she's a little bit satisfied now. Even though we're only halfway through this doujin. But let's keep going. Oh, it's her second outfit. Holy shit.
Look at that.
This is her New Year's outfit. Her New Year's outfit is so fucking good. Holy shit.
Let's go, baby.
This is back at her house. In her New Year's outfit. And wait. I'm already super wet. You can stick it right in. Why does she look so disappointed then? Well, why does she look so
embarrassed.
Sad? I don't think she's embarrassed. I
love...
That is an embarrassed face.
I would just like to say that face in the top left is so nice.
It's
oh, it's extremely
it's
good.
So good.
But I don't think Maureen even knows what the word embarrassed means. Let's be real.
Yeah, true. Actually, it's Maureen we're talking about here.
I don't even know how to describe what I'm looking at right now. Well, I don't know if any... Oh, do you see this? You see this in the bottom? The bottom of this page right here? Look at this.
Oh,
look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this.
Drugs, 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 drugs.
He got a little
drugs.
He's got drugs. He's got drugs.
Chem sex.
Fuck.
Chem sex.
Drugs are bad, kids. Don't do
yeah,
drugs.
Yeah, drugs are bad. Definitely don't do drugs. If anyone offers you drugs, just give them to me so I can dispose of them.
Don't do that either.
Why not? You can trust me.
The last thing we need is Yijin being a junkie.
Anyway, look at her tongue. Honestly, this is the only thing I'm looking at this page. I don't give a fuck about
Jen,
anything else.
You're the only one of us that gives that much of a shit about tongues.
Yeah, do you know how good tongues are?
You should just skip through the entire doujin and just review the tongues.
You know, I'm going to find a doujin that is literally... You know what? I'm not even going to review a doujin next time. All I'm going to do is look for really good images of tongues and have Chico put
in
each image.
We can do that.
Fuck yeah, tongue review. Let's go.
Uh-huh.
I suddenly feel incredibly horny again. Oh, you know what?
Okay, moving on, Deacon!
I was literally reading the lines. Look at this right here, bottom right.
Deacon is out of character saying that he's
feeling horny. Okay, so this face is basically right in the middle here. It's my life goal to make someone do this. Just letting everyone know. Page 21 of this doujin. In the top, basically middle, it is my goal to have someone look at me like this. Literally never going to happen unless I become a millionaire and pay someone, but you know.
Or if you...
No, let's be real. It's literally never going to happen. There's a reason I'm on a hentai review podcast, my guy. Moving on. Dude's fucking her some more. Oh, he's got his finger in her ass? No, he doesn't. My ass, that feels
no, he's
good
just
too.
Spreading a little.
Yeah.
As you do.
Okay.
Look at this face. All right. Look at all the fucking drool coming out of her mouth. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
The tongue.
This artist has a thing for bodily fluids. I can tell.
Fuck, DJ, next page. Oh! Yeah!
There's a little bit of tears forming. Her mouth, you can see the whole fucking tongue. All this fucking sweat. You see, I don't know if you guys know this, but if someone's got big titties that rub against each other, why are you fucking them? Spread them apart a little bit and just fucking lick in there. You won't regret it. Life lessons. Also, there's an x-ray at the bottom. Okay. Sorry, hang on. I need to examine this closely. Because this face that she's making in the top here, and especially in the bottom. Fuck me.
Just jerk off to it later.
I'm not jacking off! Jeez! I can't speak when I jack off. Anyway. They finished having sex. She starts licking his nipples. Honestly, I don't get the point in that, but maybe my nipples just aren't as sensitive as other dudes.
I don't think they're as sensitive.
Yeah.
As somebody who...
I've had girls try to do stuff to me, and it just doesn't do anything for me. Moving on. Wait, is this another... No, this has only got two pages left.
No, it's not. This is
the last one. I love, by the way, that she has pubic hair.
Oh, there's no way she wouldn't. I can guarantee you that she has, like, the nastiest bush ever. I'm not opposed to that, though.
Look at that. Look at those bottom three panels, please.
The bottom three panels.
That's her signature, like, face.
Oh, yeah. So, for anyone that doesn't know... Wait, no. Oh, fuck, are they bannable words on
Marines
YouTube?
Marines are predator.
Yeah.
Yeah, there might be bannable words on YouTube. So Marine is very much into the smaller males and females.
Cute and funny.
She's literally just like me.
That's actually quite true. She's definitely just like you, mate. Except, you know, because she's Japanese, she's not going to get demonetized on YouTube as often.
That's true. Honestly, Marine is, like, one of the Hololive girls that I feel like I share the most in common with. Obviously, like, Coco was the one that I, like, really related to and, like, saw a lot of, like, things that I like and do in. Because she's just... I loved Coco so much. There are not words.
Also, just to say it again, happy birthday, Marine. 17
happy
season
birthday,
3.
Marine. Happy birthday. We love you. Happy birthday.
I wish I could have turned 17 four times.
So, hey, everybody, what are your ratings on this doujin that we just read? Dijin?
I would give it a solid 7.
7?
I very much like the art. The art was very good.
Snail?
I give it a 7 as well. I like the art, and there's a lot of emphasis on facial expression and stuff. But it wasn't perfect. Obviously, nothing's perfect, but...
Okay. Chico!
I actually also was going to give it a 7. I was thinking that before we even were recording. But I really liked it. I thought the art style was good. I thought that it didn't get too deep in any of the drugs and stuff like that. It was kind of just legitimately not addicted, which is cool.
I actually, ironically enough, was going to give this a 7 as well.
All right, that's our first unanimous one. That's
I mean, you know how Maureen said at the start, like, let's have offline sex? Mm-hmm. That implies she has e-sex a lot.
Oh, she absolutely does. I've seen it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Anyway, what the fuck's Dijon doing?
Yeah, I'm going to test something.
Dijon, are you good? DJ! What?
I think that was Chico.
What was that fart?
That was me.
Chico!
Could you hear it? Did it pick it up?
Yes! So loudly!
Anyway.
That's gonna stay in.
Anyways, let's move on to Chico Stojan next, yeah?
Let's go.
Yeah! Alright, so this is a Gesundheit work. It's called A Day in the Life of an Ero Manga Artist.
So the tags are big breasts, adult, stockings, consent, a haigao, mosaic censorship, mind break, unusual pupils, blood, low adult, kunoichi, moral degradation, and gas mask.
So it's pretty meta. It's about actually the artist himself and his self-insert. So he's done other stuff that did pretty well. So you've got Ichiro versus the World of Spin.
I like that girl with the braid in the second doujin there.
Yes. She's a colossal Fuda. Very powerful.
Oh, colossal, yes. Fuda.
Yes, that's the one that we could definitely defeat in the future.
Absolutely.
He's also
yes.
done Time Stripper Reiko, which is his most popular one. And he also does a couple
Time
ones.
Time Strip is good.
Like deal with the devil type ones where if you're mean to the devil, then he'll lock you in a sex room. Really good stuff. So I'm a big fan.
Time Strip is very good. I will have to read more of his stuff.
Yes, I would highly recommend Gesundheit.
Anyways, let's get into this.
My name is Ayu. I'm just your average girl, a total non-entity. Well, there is one thing that makes me different. I'm going to be late for school soon. Hurry.
Oh, that doesn't make me different. I'm late for school every day.
Why is that the thing that makes you different, being late for school?
She has poor time management.
Oh, I think this is character building. And on the next page, they were going to get into
what
the special thing was. He also does a thing where if there's physics and a character's like boobs are bouncing, the boobs are just like flopping around, which I think is really funny.
You mean like dead or alive physics?
Yes.
Well, wait, this literally is a self-insert. Ero manga artist, Gesundheit, German.
Yeah. So go to the next page. Boom. You thought there'd be some shocking revelation when you turn the page? If you came under the assumption this would be like all the other times, you'd be severely mistaken. And it zooms into him.
Drawing
his doujins as he's getting service.
Wait, he's drawing under the this desk. Doujin.
He's drawing.
As he's getting a blowjob.
The last page is on his tablet.
Oh, nice!
Amazing.
And then he's like, "Hey, cut it out!" on the girl under his desk, and then she's like, "Okay," and she just doesn't listen, and so then he reprimands her legally. I don't think he has a human resources department, from what I've seen from this one. And it shows. It'll show more. It'll show much more later. He's like, "What's your job?" And she's just like, "Ah!" And he's like, "Correct. It's to let me dwell in peak arousal so that I'll be able to draw manga filled with soul."
Amazing. I love that.
Professionals he's don't let like their me. Idle thoughts run rampant while working. And he just walks out. And she's just laying on the ground in a puddle. She's like, and this is his assistant. She's like, "Is something the matter? Leaving work is blah, blah, blah." And so he's... So the plot of this...
Wait.
Yes.
Under eye mole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Beauty Mark. Beauty Mark. Beauty Mark tag's one of my favorites.
God, it's so good.
See, I only like it on 2D women, though.
Oh, well, maybe.
I mean, unironically, every time I do my makeup, I draw one on. Look, my model has one. You can see it in this angle.
So the main plot is he got a letter... And the letter is basically saying that Ero manga and anime are turning people into monsters and that he should stop drawing it. So it's basically like a freelance journalist is trying to get Gesundheit shut down. He's saying it's so annoying. And so then he calls the university and says...
Sounds just like the Australian government, not going to lie.
This university merited this professor in the letter. Please have the university disown him. So he's got all these big connections because that's just how he is. And then he's like, public opinion is going to be a big issue. And he's like, the letter is an issue. Public opinion is the issue. At present, it's still only leftist feminist groups and attention-seeking human rights organizations who are saying it. But if this way of thinking were to spread across the general populace, our ability to do our job would be in jeopardy.
Damn, this guy's based as fuck.
For the record, this is almost 4 years old on Enhentai, so it could be older. So this is just a little bit ahead of its time.
Just a little bit.
Is a little bit of a prophet.
I just know for a fact this motherfucker would be on Groiper Twitter.
He also has skyscraper.
Yeah, he's drawing this shit in a skyscraper.
He's a literal Sigma male.
I know for a fucking fact this dude is a Sigma male groiper.
He has done nothing but Sigma actions this entire time. So, I've heard that foregoing ejaculation for too long can have negative effects for a man's mental health. I understand that you have chosen to obtain until it's been completed still. And then she offers herself to him, and then he just fucking ignores her and walks right past him like a king. Absolute Sigma male Volsale king.
Why does he not run the world yet?
And so, I apologize.
Oh no, that was just her dream that she had. She didn't actually do that. It was just her dream. She was
thinking spoilers.
About it. Yeah. So the next thing that's gonna happen is there's interviews
that
for
girl,
the next assistant.
That girl labeled number two. Can I fuck her?
No.
Can I watch her get fucked?
Yes.
Get in line.
Yes, actually. So these four are the two people. The two people. Fuck me. These four are the four that they're looking at for potential next like assistance for him. And so he's like, yeah, you guys all suck, but number two's the only one that shows any promise. So he just kicks out the other three. And number two, he's like, how old are you? And give me an honest answer. I mean, even these days, it seems even fictional people like you have human rights. And she's like, yep, I'm... And then he cuts her off and says, oh, I see, you're 21, huh? And she's like, yeah, exactly. And he's like, oh, well, there's no problem. My assistants need to work naked. Is that okay? And she's like, I don't...
Literally, that is how our podcast works.
And she's like, are you ready to work naked? And she's like, I don't know. He's like, read the manuscript. And she reads it and just immediately gets, like, hypnotized by it.
Did anyone else see that
drool?
Yeah. Yeah, that drool is so good.
It's for sure there. And that's basically a recurring theme, is that whenever someone reads, like, a page or two, they just get hypnotized and immediately just, like, obsessed with it. Fast cut, right immediate to fully nude. And she's like, do you feel like working? And he's like, give me guidance. And he's like, all right, if you insist. Lesson number one, draw with passion. And Amazing. Then they fuck, and it's pretty good. Assistant's watching.
Her name is Shinobu, by the way, the assistant base.
Oh.
I think Shinobu's the ninja that showed up in the back.
Oh, maybe. She's sexy. I love her.
Oh, for sure.
Woof.
I've come to report. So they found the person who sent the letter. But the letter, the person doesn't have any evidence, which is going to be important later. And she's like, continues being an important hindrance. And so then he's moving on to take care of this important PR business while she's like, give me more guidance. He's like, more, huh? He takes her to this fucking room.
Holy shit, the dude in the back.
Look at that
no
fucking
masturbation.
Guy.
No masturbation.
No masturbation. This guy, these people are all just like hypnotized and drawing. And look at the little words
she
that
says,
they're saying.
She says, sex, hurry up and finish the manuscript so that we can fuck. They're going, sex, cock, raw fuck, cock, ha, sex, ha, sex, ha.
And he's like, Yamamoto here.
This made me think of that thing in fucking One Punch Man where, like, the hero society's all around the table.
Yeah, this is, like, the worst version of that. And so she gets locked in the room with these people to continue working on the manuscript. And that's the last we see of her.
Aww.
Amazing.
So find about the reporter. It's this guy. He is a so-called social justice warrior.
Amazing. His main arguments are political correctness, sexual harassment, education, tax reductions, women's rights, eradication of immoral behavior, global disarmament, etc., etc. Based.
Fighting for a better world and justice seems to be what he's trying to do. Disgusting.
Disgusting. Such ignorant behavior shouldn't be allowed.
Fucking excellent.
Amazing.
I love Based. This guy.
Based.
So they're going to do an experiment on him because they've captured this guy, this journalist. This is
oh, he's
him.
Hot. Wait, the journalist is hot!
Not for long. And he's like,
but he's long! He's a long-haired Chad!
I'm a long-haired Chad. Any single females over the age of 18 want to hit me up?
I love that face of disgust that the journalist is making. I want that face between my legs. Did I say that out loud?
No.
Yeah.
Thanks for the mixed answers, guys. He's so pretty. He's so nice to look at. Look at him.
Oh, yeah. He's canonically just, like, supposed to be a good person. He's like,
he's
I won't lose. I'll never
woman,
yield to
isn't he?
You. I'll make this public. Iramanga anime rots people's brains and leads to antisocial behavior.
Never mind, he's gross.
As proof
he's
of
not
that,
wrong, though.
And then he's like...
No.
He's doing the video games lead people to violence argument, but for anime.
Okay, now he's wrong.
Yeah. Oh, and then the guy's like, we're going to make you read my manga. And not only that, but all the most antisocial ones.
Amazing.
He's like, stop. Oh, shit. And then they pry his eyes open, and he just becomes this, like, zombie.
Now he's D-Gen.
And then...
he goes, pussy, pussy, bitch hole, pussy, bitch hole, pussy, I want to fuck, give me a bitch hole, pussy, pussy. He's literally just like D-Gen.
Yeah.
Literally just like me.
He is D-Gen.
And then he has his way with the...
You mean D-Gen has his way?
With the ninja.
Consensually, of course.
And he's like, why are you dressed so sexy? You're seducing me.
Alright, I'll give it to you, my rock hard meat stick! But he's literally just like me.
That ninja girl's hot. Need.
Yeah, facts.
She's asking Gesundheit for help, and he's getting inspired by watching it happen, so he's just not gonna do anything.
Is it bad that I thought she was about to say Sneed?
Yes. It is.
How is it? Does my dick feel good?
Yeah. So they just go for a while. The art on this is actually pretty nice. I'm a fan.
Oh, damn. Wait, look at the physics on the titties.
The page there on the first one, what the fuck is that position?
The foot on face?
Yeah.
I've tried that before. It does not go well. It doesn't practice, work. Because your foot is just too heavy.
Second bite.
It does not work.
Also, your dick just bends in the wrong way.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah. He's like, hey, what's wrong? Scream more. And he finally notices that something is afoot, and then he just beats the shit out of him. And then he tosses him some more manuscripts, but the manuscripts aren't done. And he's like, I'm not going to draw more because of the letter that I got sent earlier. So the guy gives him a box cutter and sends him out onto the streets. Because he's like, if I kill this person, then he can draw me more manga.
Amazing.
And then they're like, yep, the deadline for the book cover was yesterday. I forgot. And then he's going over some of the other doujins and trying to think about what he can do to fix him. So all three of those are excellent. It's Time Stripper at the bottom, Futanari one at the top. I forget which one the right one is. I guess Not Enough Impact is true. It might be one of the closed room ones.
I like how the one on the left is just nope.
I really love that bitch. That bitch with the braid is so hot, dude.
Oh, yeah. Have you read that one?
No, not yet.
Oh, she uses like a baseball bat at one point. It's fucked up.
She's
so hot. Oh? You mean like to fuck herself or to beat someone?
To fuck someone else.
Oh. To fuck someone else? Amazing.
She goes after an entire band of delinquents at once.
Anyways, let's keep going.
Right, rapidly moving on.
No freebies.
And he's like, sure, for the sales, in order to save everything, I'll have sex with my assistant. And she's like, wait, I won't do it unless it's with you. Because he gets like a group of guys to do it on the right. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, fuck it, I'll do it. So he does
happy
all the
ending.
Sex. Good for her. And then he has all the guys hold her up at the very end, which is nice. And she does the peace signs. And then you get a news report at the very end that says that the housewife has been murdered by a man with a box cutter. Man has been identified as the reporter who lives in Tokyo, and he stated that he killed her so that he would draw more. That's it.
That was really good.
I love Gesundheit.
So
I love how
honestly
meta it is.
I liked that so much more for the plot than I did for the art.
Yeah.
No, facts. All right, ratings all around. We'll start with Snail.
I give it a 8 out of 10. The art was really good. Had a lot of variety, and the story was funny.
So I personally am giving this a solid 10 out of 10. Art was amazing. Storyline was great and very funny. Still something I could get off to, though.
I'm also going to give it a 10 out of 10, just because I love the artist and I love the references it makes to other pieces of his work, and it's really funny.
D-Gen?
I was going to say 8 as well, but just to be different, because someone needs to be different, I'll give it a 9.
Nice.
Nice. Highest rated so far.
Let's go.
Alright, so my doujin that I brought today is called Himitsu no Satsui Kai. So it's Secret Photo Shoot. D-Gen's gonna like this one a lot.
Am I?
Chico's I'm excited gonna have now. To censor the fuck out of this. Okay, so next is Kinoshita. Please read this. She's really shy. She can't read it. She's reading very quietly. She's really shy. This again, Kinoshita, let it out more from your chest. That's a dirty trick, Kinoshita, getting out of reading like that. She looks really nervous and she's shaking so hard. I don't think she's faking. So the teacher then goes, hey, you know what? Come see me after school. I want to make sure you're okay, right? So she goes, sensei, what did you want to talk about? He takes a picture of her. And she goes, yeah! He asks if he startles her. He says that he picked up photography as a new hobby. He's looking for a good subject to take pictures of, and he thought about how much trouble that she's having with public speaking. So he thinks that if she would be his subject, it would help her get over the nervousness. So she's all shy. She's like, I think you can find someone better than me. And he goes, no, you're the cutest in the whole class. Should we work together? And she goes, yeah, I want to try to overcome my social anxiety. Look at that blushing face there.
Oh, it's adorable. Yeah, absolutely adorable.
Right? Look at the grab here at the bottom of the shirt.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at the most, not going to lie.
Yep.
Not often they put a lolly in thigh highs.
Our secret photo shoots began. That looks great on you, Yuzuki. Can you try pushing out your chest more? Look how flat she is. That's really good. You look super cute. And she goes, cute? No way. Let's take off those socks, shall we?
Yeah.
Really embarrassing.
Yeah.
Must be really detailed.
Look at how loose the shorts are. Right, holy shit.
Right. As look God intended. Feet.
This is why I'm not a teacher.
This man definitely draws foot jobs.
D-Gen, we know why you're not a teacher. So he says that she has to get used to more embarrassing things. They have to take a lot of pictures tomorrow. So this is the next day. Wow,
oh, look at her socks!
Dress. Yep. Wearing a one-piece dress that looks great on you. Did you happen to get all dressed up just for the photo shoot?
One piece.
There's something I want to ask. Would
pieces.
You mind listening to my request? And he goes, will you show me your panties? And she goes, eh? Panties? He goes, I thought if you did embarrassing things, it would help your anxiety. If you don't want to, you can just say so. And she says that she understands. So she shows him. Look at that. And she has childish, like, children panties.
Manga print panties.
So, yep. So even though you are a grown adult, you still wear such childish panties. You've got it wrong. My panties are in the laundry, so I had to wear that. He goes, is that so? Really cute on you, though. Let's take them off now. She goes, wait, you can't take pictures of something like that. And then the boys see her. And they're like, huh? The teacher and her? They're like, what are you doing? He says, she's not feeling well. You're like, I was nursing her. Go home. And then he brings out the video shoot. So they do a video recording. He goes, why don't you introduce yourself? She goes, hi, I'm Yuzuki Kinoshita. I am a grown adult. And I'm
21
am
years old.
College. What kind of family do you have? I have a dad and mom. My sister is 4 years older than me. I have a pet named Maru-chan. Your skirt is really short today. It was a hand-me-down from my older sister. I wonder what the inside would be like. Look at that. So she starts shaking. He says that she's the easy type. Look at how wet she is. Look at that. It's coming off in strings. Do you see that, D-Gen?
I do.
Why does D-Gen sound pained?
Because he wants to get this over with so he can go read this internally.
No, it's not it at all.
Wants to read the marine one.
My pain and pleasure sound the same.
Am I? Shall we face the camera so everyone can see? Eh? Why is it so wet? Let's try going in direct, shall we? And he shoves his hand on her panties. Look at that wet spot.
That is great.
Yeah. And then he goes, the truth is you masturbate every day, don't you? She says, no. He goes, how do you masturbate? Well, he's fingering her. How many times a week? One, me too. She goes, well, I four times. And he goes, okay, let's show everyone the college age pussy that loves masturbating. So he goes, okay, then let's show everyone that college age pussy that loves masturbating. And she goes, eh, no, you can't show it. Look at her butthole, by the way. Look how cute her butthole is. So he goes, ah, everyone can see it. This pose is so embarrassing, but look at that image. Look at that, man. The puffy, like, lips, the wet. Oh, it's so good, dude. T-Gen. You are very quiet right now, my friend.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
D-Gen, you enjoying this one a little bit too much?
Not a little bit too much.
A little bit too much?
No, I'm just trying to not say silly things.
Just say silly things. Chica can cut them out.
Yeah, I'll just do whatever.
We would rather have you talk than not talk.
Okay.
By the way, look at her shirt. Her shirt says Lucky Rabbit.
She has such a fucking fat pussy.
Ha 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 so fat, and look at the blush on the top.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
How about this time you show everyone how you masturbate? Show them what you do at your house. I'm not going to force you to, but don't you think it would feel good? So she sucks her finger. She goes, I always go like this. I stimulate here. I rub up and down with my hand. I use my left hand around my boobs. I gradually go faster. Then once it's wet enough, I put my finger inside. I use my middle finger and bend my hand so that I can stimulate my clit while I insert my finger. Ooh, you're going pretty fierce there. Aren't you afraid your family will hear you? I always pull my futon covers over my head. I see. You're free to make as much noise as you want today. What do you usually look at? And she goes, I read a lewd manga that One-chan has, but if nobody's home, I look at videos on the internet. He says she loves masturbating. She says no. He says, do you really do it only 4 times a week? And she says, I'm sorry, I lied. The truth is I masturbate every day.
Wow.
That face.
She's just like me.
Dijon, a comment on that face, please.
No.
Dijon's trying not to get arrested in his home country.
Yeah, I mean, they want me to ID myself to use Twitter now, so.
He said, you finally told me the truth. I'll help you masturbate as a reward. Let's feel good. So he starts fingering her.
Can I just say the bottom right here, where they're kissing? I don't know what... Oh, wait, it wasn't the bottom right. There was still more.
Look at that.
Where they're kissing on the right side, down a little bit. I don't know why, but that art just puts me off.
Why?
I don't know.
Wait, why?
I don't know. There's just something about the way it's drawn. Like, maybe he's kissing a wall or something.
Okay, well, look at this bottom section here.
Yeah, that makes up for it.
Your very adult pussy has totally sucked in 2 fingers.
Ooh.
Love very adult pussy.
Oh, look at that.
Golly.
God damn, dude.
Female ejaculation isn't real.
That's true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I've squirted so many times in my life.
Nah, I don't believe you.
Look at her nipples. Look at how cute they are.
She's very cute.
They're just like mine.
He says, wow, you squirted so much. I bet you don't get anywhere near that at home. And she's begging him for more. He says, keep letting it out 2 times. Look at that.
That's just pissing.
No, it's squirting. Look at
I'm
that.
I'm not against it. Just saying.
Now she's going
to
pee.
And then she goes, sensei, I need to pee. I feel it starting to leak out. Look at her face. And he goes, okay, go ahead and take a piss. Don't worry. I'll clean up everything later. You want to, right? In front of everyone? Doesn't that sound exciting? This is great, Izuki. You're really taking a piss in front of everyone. This is
hey, look, there's that female ejaculation that doesn't exist.
And I'm peeing myself this much. Look at that. Look at that. Look at this.
It goes into the other panel.
Look at this. It does. But look at this. Look at this page.
No, I know. Look at the bottom.
The piss goes into the next panel.
Fuck, I'm so thirsty right now.
What the fuck?
Well, then I think it's about time you make me feel good. She goes, wow, this is another grown adult's dick. What's wrong? Is this your multiple time seeing dick because you're totally an adult and not a virgin?
You can be a virgin and be 30.
She goes, I've seen papas before. So this is the first one other than your dad's. So they put it in. He's like trying to teach her how to do it. DJ,
oh, shit. That's like uncensored. That's uncensored.
This is very good.
Oh. Look at the bottom left. Holy shit, look how fat that is. Holy fuck.
Jesus Christ.
The dick. I just took an entire other adult's dick inside me. So he tells her to start moving her hips, move your body like you're moving your fingers. Once you get used to it, you'll love it much more. Look at that.
The angle.
Okay, so her hips are moving on her own. Look at that. What is happening? I came so hard I can't breathe.
No, oh, she's got her mouth open.
I can't breathe. I thought I was gonna die.
Did you say no? You need to go yourself. Back. I didn't get to comment on the
drawing.
Oh
no, he's drawing on her.
Okay, he's drawing on her.
Look at it. The drool's going like all the way down to her nips.
Oh my god. Jesus.
I knew you guys would like this one. Dijon is sweating right now.
Unironically, I am. My shirt's getting wet.
I can hear the sweat dripping from Dijon right now.
Unironically, like, I don't sweat, like, a lot, but I can feel my shirt sticking to my armpits.
So he goes, come on, you aren't supposed to come by yourself. Like I said, it's your job to make me feel good. Every time you come without me, I'm going to draw a heart on you.
Oh, every one time, it's one heart. Go to the next page.
Show everyone what it's like for us to come together. Watch, I'll do my best. Look at that.
It's 14 hearts.
Sensei, you still aren't done. Why won't you come? My head, there's nothing but white.
Oh, there'll be nothing but white in a minute. Holy shit.
Looks like you came without me again.
I thought he was going to choke it for a second. Fuck.
Huh? Don't worry, I'll help you out. No, you're going too fast. I can't take anymore. I'm coming. I've reached my limit, too. Look at that. And look, they're drawn on the back, too. They ran out of room on the front. Now they're all drawn on the back. Do you see that?
I do.
Oh, my God.
That line of hearts
on
the back.
There's another seven. No, that's eight. Holy shit.
Oh, you're clamping down hard. Ha 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 ha. Looks like you gave it your all. I bet you'll be totally cured of your anxiety. Sensei, I need to pee. All right, let's take one last pissing video. How was today? How was your first experience having sex? It was pretty embarrassing, but it felt really incredible. Look at that.
Aw, happy ending.
Look at that image. You're welcome, gang. You're welcome.
10 out of 10.
Wait, we're not done. The next day. All right, Kinoshita, read this. Makoto-kun said, look up there. Wow, that's pretty loud. She read perfectly fine. What? Kinoshita actually read? Not only that, but it was really good. I did it thanks to Sensei's help. I can't talk loudly in front of people. And then she starts masturbating in class, doing this what everyone can see. It's super arousing.
She's an exhibitionist now. That's so based.
Yep. And then the last page is just a single shot of her manga panties. Ratings, please!
10 out of 10.
Why is that?
10 out of 10.
Why?
Cute and funny.
D-Gen? D-Gen, what's your rating?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Okay, so D-Gen's 10 out of 10.
That's really
cool. Chico?
I'll go with like a 4. It was okay.
What do you mean Chico, okay?
Wait.
Can we change Chico, our minds? To... Can I not be the next one?
I do not,
can we just
I do
kick
not
Chico?
Like, I do not like Chico. Urination. I do not like urination.
There was an urination. It was the
there
mythical
was
female ejaculation.
She squirted and she peed.
Literally two explicitly depicted as urination scenes.
Chico, do you know that squirting is just urination?
Okay, then there's three urination scenes.
Chico, just embrace it.
Embrace what? I don't know what it...
Embrace the piss.
All right.
So my rating on this is absolutely 8 out of 10.
Wow,
it's
you may
very...
not even bring your best things.
Look, yeah, no. So look. One, I'm not bringing my best things because I'll do that later. I really like the Sojin. 8 out of 10 is a very high rating for me. I'm very picky when it comes to doujins. I have a whole fucking spreadsheet where I read them and I rate them. Like, I'm very picky when it comes to this shit, right? I love the art. I love the story. I think that everything is very good. But it just doesn't compare to other things that I've read that are better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyways, moving on to snails.
All right, so the next doujin we're looking at. Snail, you want to go through the name and the tags?
No.
Fucking do it.
Okay. So this is A Girl's Little Secret Adventure by Admiral Moe.
So it's a Pokemon doujin.
It's a Pokemon doujin, yes. Apparently there's only 4 doujins on Enhentai.
Wait, it's only got 4 Pokemon doujins?
Well, it says Pokemon / Pocket Monsters. That's probably why.
Yeah. I'll confirm there's a lot more than 4 Pokemon ones.
So anyway.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
So this is Girl's Little Secret Adventure by Admiral Moe. It's a Pokemon doujin. It's got Lana, Mallow, and Moon in it. You know, the Sun Moon characters.
Yes.
If you've ever played Pokemon.
Yes.
Sun Moon aren't very good games, but you know,
correct.
That's not why we're here. We're here to talk about a doujin. So the tags.
Games don't have to be good if they got good pussy.
It's a
very true.
Lollicon.
That is so true.
It's a Yuri, exhibitionism, which is the main point. It's got females only, so no men, which is actually a lie because there are males in it, but they don't actually partake in the sexual element, so I guess it's technically correct. Mm-hmm. Urination, which is, it's squirting, so...
Yes.
Which counts.
Yeah, I mean, we can go into that debate some other time. And
no, there's no debate. Squirting is piss. It's still good.
No, it is not.
If you click on this tag, it literally 404s on nhentai, so I don't know what that tag is, but it's there. There's two doujins with it, apparently. Anyway, this is a 25-page long doujin. 5 pages are just title screens, so yeah. Here we got Moon, looking kind of lewd.
I like that pose.
Hang on, if her name is Moon, does that mean the dude's name is Sun?
Yeah.
So stupid.
They usually do that for naming the Pokemon characters.
So dumb.
Like how in Gen 1 they were Red, Blue, Green, and then Amarillo Del Bosque Verde.
What?
Those are the names of the four characters.
Who the fuck is Amarillo? What?
Yellow. Chico, who?
The characters in Spanish.
No. Oh. Amarillo Del Bosque Verde is the name of the of Yellow, the character.
Who?
In the manga?
No, who asked?
Your mom.
Oh!
Me, actually.
Get on!
I'm gonna cut that part out. I'm gonna put in me saying something witty, and then her saying "get on" to you.
Anyway. I actually really like the coloring, like on this page. It's got really pretty good coloring.
It is nice.
To it.
Yeah, it does.
Got like little details, a lot of sweat. If you like that, I know Chica likes sweat.
What? Yeah.
You love it, don't you?
What?
Yeah?
Anyway, moving on. So this is like the R18 adult only, if this was not apparent by the cover.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It doesn't look that R18 yet.
I like her phone case. She got a Pikachu phone case.
I was going to make a comment, but I don't want to get myself in trouble.
Anyway, so in this story, we've got Moon. And she posts things on Twitter, apparently. She posts nudes, and she doesn't get many likes or comments. You know, she's got one comment, 3 likes, 1 retweet. She's not very popular. And her secret photos were found by her friends. So they call her Celine in this. Because I suppose that's her actual name. Like, Moon isn't actually her name. It's Celine. But I'm just going to call her Moon because it's easier. So, you know, Lana and Mallow find Celine's or Moon's secret photos. She's like, you know, you've got the wrong person.
I swear, Mallow is one of the hottest Pokemon bitches ever.
I agree.
That is debatable, but we could sit here and talk about this all day.
I really like... the eyes there on the bottom, like the fear.
Like a fear pose, yeah.
By the way, little thing, if you like Mallow, there's some good cute, sexy robots art of Mallow from way back in the day.
Nice.
Well worth a checkout.
So, Mallow and Lana find her photos and they show her something. You know, got a little cliffhanger here. And then they get Moon to come along with her and they're going to take photos of her and she's getting naked in public because, you know, they're all exhibitionists. As you find out now, Lana and Mallow don't even hide their faces in theirs because, you know, they don't give a shit. And they even make videos, you know, they just go in public and just get naked.
Nice.
Imagine being a gym leader and having an OnlyFans.
We got some good poses on this page, you know. I like Mallow in the bottom left.
I like the top right. That's very nice.
I just like Mallow.
Lana and Mallow have a plan for Moon.
Mm-hmm.
They're in an alleyway. And they made her get completely naked, and she's going to walk through the alleyway, then walk across a busy street and go to a photo booth.
Mm-hmm.
And they take her clothes away so Moon can't cover herself.
That face with the fang is so good, dude. Holy shit.
Yeah, I told you. Mallow's fucking hot.
Yeah, this artist is like really good from what I've seen so far. I don't think I've actually read anything by them, so I'll need to research this more later. So anyway, they're saying, they're giving her a pep talk, you know, it's like, you know, we got your back, you know, don't be nervous, and then it's time to go. So she starts walking through this alleyway, she's talking about, like, how nervous she is, like, she's completely naked except for wearing shoes. And then she realizes, like, hey, why am I covering myself? There's no one here. Except her friends. But, you know. And she's like, whoa, I'm completely the nude outdoors right now. And she's like...
Oh, that's such a good shot.
Yeah, I know, look at her face!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's pretty
dude.
Good.
Oh, yeah, but look at the bottom. Look at her bottom left. Look at her face. She's realizing that she's getting off on this shit.
Yeah, she's getting horny over this. Like, she's sweating.
Yes.
Very good facial expressions in this dojin.
Yes. I agree.
Yes.
She's just like me.
And then someone is sitting in another alleyway talking to someone. And Moon notices this and she gets really scared. And that's a really nice shot of her. She's just like, eep. And she, like, runs away from this guy. And she's, like, really paranoid about getting caught now. And the guy actually did see her. She was like, huh? Was that a naked girl just now? But he doesn't go to investigate, you know?
I would.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, I mean, I think most people would. If they saw a naked girl, like, in an alleyway, you'd be like, what the? And you go check it out. This guy's like, nah, I can't be bothered. You know, Lana and Mallow saw the guy, but they didn't warn her about it.
Of course they didn't.
And then they asked, like, so Mal asked Celine, like, you know, do you want to continue? And she's like, she says she has no problem continuing because, you know, she's horny as hell. Like, you can see on her legs, like, yeah, she's flooding, like, just goo everywhere.
I like that tummy shot.
Splurdy splur.
It's good.
A lot.
And now we have some casual sexual harassment.
Nice.
Let's be real. What friends do not sexually assault each other?
That's very true.
That is so true.
True. So while Lana is molesting Moon, you know, she's playing with her nipples, she gives her give him a bite, and then Mallow's recording this, and then people come up behind her. They're like, yo, aloha, because I guess they're in Hawaii or some shit.
I mean, that's where Sun and Moon are based in.
Yeah.
It would have been better if it said Alola.
And then we have the male main character, and I think his name's Hop.
No, that is not Hop. I think his name is Hau, I think. H-A-U.
Hau.
Yeah, how? Because Hop is sword shield, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, so you have the main guy from Sun Moon and Hau, and they're like, "Yo, what are you girls doing here?" And then they're like, "So I don't know how they didn't see fucking Lana and Celine going at it, lesbian style."
Yeah, actually, how did they not notice that?
Maybe they did.
They heard the voice, but I mean,
because the protagonists of Pokemon games are usually pussies.
The Doujin doesn't give us much, like, doesn't do much to set the scene. We don't know, like, where they are in the alleyway at this point. Were they around a corner? Like, obviously Celine's hiding behind something in this shot. But, I mean, it's, you know, continuity error.
As well, I don't think it really matters, to be honest.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So, you know, they think they heard Celine, and they're like, Lana, you know, Mallow's trying to get them to leave, because, you know, Celine's obviously there completely naked. You know, so the guys shout to Celine, but obviously she doesn't reply, so they're like, yeah, she's not here, let's just leave. Oh, and bro, nearly getting caught. Shit. Look at that shot. She is panicking, and she is so horny as hell. Oh, apparently his name's Elio.
Elio.
Anyway, so they're gone, and now Celine is just basically just sitting there fucking... I don't know what you describe this as, but she's, like, mind broken from just how horny she is. And Lana and Mallow are really concerned because she's like, oh, she doesn't look okay, so let's just go back. And then Celine just fucking walks out into the middle of the street, completely naked, just not there in the brain. You know, we can see people in the background. She actually makes it into the photo booth, and she realizes she doesn't have any clothes with her, so if Lana and Mallow don't pick her up, she's stuck there.
Oh, no.
Her legs are shaking so much she can barely stand. Like, she loves this feeling. She's really into this. Lana Mallow, like, Mallow's not very happy with her. I really like the shot of Mallow with, like, her fang in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
The
angry Mallow.
Fang is very good.
Everything about Mallow is good. Come on.
Yeah, Selena's really bold for a first time exposure. Yeah.
I've been charged with indecent exposure.
I've never been to Flinders Street. So, you know, Mallow and Lana bust into the photo booth. They just see her there. They tell her off, and, you know, they're kind of envious in a way, because, like, this is her first time doing this, and she already does, like, something like that, and she's really excited, and they're like, they saw how horny she was, and Moon isn't very smart, because she's asking, why are the other two stripping off? It's like, why do you think they went to a photo booth? You know? Why else would you go to a photo booth with your friends as a girl?
Not to do this, Snail.
To take photos, obviously.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but not photos like this.
Well, some of them might do. Wouldn't be surprised.
Snail lives in a very idealized world.
He does.
So, you know, now Lana's fingering Moon. You know, they're just doing lesbian things. She has an orgasm in the photo booth, and they're taking photos of the entire time. This is a very convenient photo booth, because it takes photos whenever.
I mean, that's usually how photo booths work.
And then we come to the end. So Celine just apparently just comes all over the booth, and yeah, the staff are gonna have to clean this up.
Oh, I feel so bad for the staff that has to clean that up.
And then
could have been me.
This is the end of the Doujin, but
Chico, you're a sick fuck. You are a sick fuck. I said I feel bad for the staff that has to clean this up. And he goes, should have been me.
I believe.
Clean it with your tongue.
There's another part for this out somewhere. Or it's coming out. So there will be a part two of this dojin out soon.
Hey, ooh. Nice.
This was uploaded 8 months ago. I don't see the artist page.
Oh, there actually isn't.
I'm like, I search up, like, maybe FF36 will come up with it. Oh, here we go. Here's the... So it is... I don't think it's English yet.
It's Lily!
Yeah, it's Lily and Boone.
Lily is so hot.
This is in Chinese, though, so... When the English one comes out, I'll cover it.
That's fair.
Okay, nice.
Alright, overall thoughts and ratings time. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I'm gonna give that... like a 5 out of 10. It didn't really, like, capture my attention. You know what I mean? Like, it was good, it's just, like, not something I would usually, like, go out of my way to read, you know?
Yeah. Dijin?
I'll give it a 7.
Why?
I like Mallow.
Okay.
Nah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I like the art. I'm a fan of exhibitionism, especially in public, IRL, and, you know, in fiction, so...
IRL...
Yeah,
he had to clarify IRL as well.
Yeah, like the second time I fucked my missus, or my ex, sorry, was at a public playground. So
a play, D-gen.
What?
Yeah, it was like 2 a.m. No one was there.
Huh.
Yeah, but then you got all over.
No, we cleaned it. We're not stupid.
I mean, you kind of are. But
I don't know.
Anyway,
I was gonna say.
So, I actually have a funny story about this. In my hometown, there's, like, a giant statue that sits in the middle of, like, the downtown area, right?
Mm.
And two motherfuckers got caught fucking on the back of the statue, broad daylight, just, like, in the middle of downtown. Because it's, like, it was, daylight. Like, a bird with its, it was, like, a bird with its wings outstretched, so there was, like, a little space where a person could fit, and they got caught, like, fucking in that space, in, like, broad daylight.
Brave.
Mm.
And based.
That was the third time I'd also done anything at that particular playground.
What?
I think I said it's the third time I got
charged. Third time?
It was the third time I got charged with indecent exposure.
Hey, I haven't got charged for indecent exposure for... being with anyone else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, if DJ ever finds a girlfriend.
I don't need to find a girlfriend. I can just.
Chico. Okay. Chico.
Golly.
Chico, just. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go next. So Lana, Mallow, Moon, I like all of them. I like Moon's design a lot. I like Mallow a lot. I'm going to give it probably a 6. It's not typically something, none of the tags are really things that are typically my thing, but I do like it. It was lighthearted and it was fun. So I'll give it a 6. It's pretty good.
I would give it an overall 6 out of 10.
Wow. Snail chose this and I gave it a higher rating than he did.
I mean, it has really good art.
What?
The art is really good, but...
You actually gave Holes the lowest rating when we did it, I think.
It's... kind of boring.
Yeah.
It's really good art, but nothing really happens in it. It's just like it's very story driven, and the only reason I even looked at this initially was because I saw the second one first, and like the second one has like a lot of nice shots in it from what I saw. Like,
does it also have Mallow?
And it's much longer. No.
Fucked. Why didn't you bring us this one?
Because it's
in Chinese.
It's not in English yet.
We can figure it out.
But yeah, like in the second one, I saw this. I saw the second one first. So I read the first one. This is the precursor. So I give it a 6 out of 10 overall. You know, the story's story's good. It's kind of boring. Nothing really happens. Art's really good. It's a prequel in my eyes to something that's really good coming up. So
yeah, I would definitely agree with like it being a prequel. I mean,
you know, it's like the Star Wars movies. I'm not elaborating,
fuck,
I'm just...
Now I just want to find some...
Wait, Snail, what did you mean by that?
I will not elaborate.
No, Snail, go ahead, elaborate.
Mallow Lana urination porn is the same as the Star Wars movies.
Thank you guys for watching this episode of Etchy Literature Club. Remember to like and subscribe and check out our Patreon if you're interested in bonus content or any uncensored episodes.
Share it on Facebook to your family and friends.
Give the Patreon money so I can have money. I'm poor.
Yes.
So just get a job.
I'm trying. Yeah. Also, give me RuneScape Gold.
Give Snail Gold and RuneScape. Right, check out all of our links down below. My Twitch, my Twitter, Chico's Twitch and Twitter, Snail's Twitter and Twitch and RuneScape and DGen's Twitter. Check us out.
And DGen's criminal record.
And DGen's criminal record.
It's criminal record is not online.
It's public knowledge, right?
To fuck.
Well, now it is.
There's a reason I'm not allowed in certain countries, okay?
DGen, you're sick, fucker.
All right, well, thank you guys for watching.
Bye.
ELC, that's really a boy. ELC, renting monster toys. ELC, giving biased takes on the worst content from Japan.